This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Belarusian opposition politician Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya says she is ready to become the leader of the country following a disputed election that ignited massive protests after longtime President Alexander Lukashenko was declared the winner. Lukashenko on Monday rejected holding another vote. He indicated he was willing to consider sharing power, but not under pressure from street protests. Tsikhanouskaya spoke in a video message released from Lithuania. She said she's ready to take on the responsibility and become the national leader, creating the conditions and legislative base to organize new presidential elections. She also called on the Belarusian military to join the protesters. On Sunday, as many as 200,000 protesters marched into the Belarusian capital of Minsk, far outnumbering the crowd of Lukashenko supporters who also marched. It was the biggest demonstration in the history of the former Soviet Republic. The country's Central Election Commission said that after all ballots were counted in the August 9th election, Lukashenko took 80.23% of the votes. Tsikhanouskaya took 9.9%. More than 776,000 people across the world have died now from COVID-19. In the hardest hit country, the United States, it's more than 170,000. Worldwide, there are well over 21 million confirmed infections, with the United States making up more than 5.4 million. Brazil and India together make up nearly 6 million. On Monday, India reported its coronavirus death toll has surpassed 50,000 after confirming more than 900 new dead in one day. This is VOA News. The Trump administration says it will further tighten restrictions on Chinese-owned Huawei Technologies company. The U.S. Commerce Department will expand restrictions announced in May aimed at preventing the Chinese telecommunications giant from obtaining semiconductors without a special license, including chips made by foreign firms that have been developed or produced with U.S. software or technology. The administration will also add 38 Huawei affiliates in 21 countries to the U.S. government's economic blacklist, raising the total to 152 affiliates since Huawei was first added in May 2019. Huawei did not immediately comment. With U.S.-China relations at their worst in decades, Washington is pushing governments around the world to squeeze Huawei out, arguing it would hand over data to the Chinese government for spying. Huawei denies it spies for China. The Commerce Department said the new actions, effective immediately, should prevent Huawei's attempts to circumvent U.S. export controls. On Tuesday, a UN-backed international tribunal in the Netherlands will announce its verdict in the 2005 assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri, who was killed in a roadside bombing with 21 others as his convoy passed along the Beirut waterfront on Valentine's Day. A UN Security Council resolution established the Special Tribunal for Lebanon in 2007 following a request from the government of Lebanon to the United Nations. The four men accused in the murder of a Sunni politician Hariri are from Hezbollah. The Iranian-backed Shiite group wields both substantial political and military power in Lebanon and is designated as a terrorist organization by the United States. It has denied any involvement in Hariri's assassination and refuses to recognize the court's legitimacy. A Lebanese judge leading investigations into Beirut's port blast issued a preliminary arrest warrant Monday against Customs Director General Badri Dar, a judicial source told AFP today. Dar has been in detention for more than 10 days over the August 4th explosion that killed 177 people, wounded at least 6,500 others, and devastated swaths of the capital. In addition, Lebanon's health minister warned on Monday that hospitals are reaching maximum capacity to treat coronavirus patients after the deadly blast overwhelmed clinics and triggered a spike in COVID-19 cases. And Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, whose first term in office back in 2007 ended in part for health reasons, sparked fresh speculation about his well-being Monday with an unexpected hospital visit. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.